You can't really guarantee safety, but you can guarantee creating a caring space.
Welcome to Push In, the Cinevic podcast. I'm your host, Joyce Klein, coming to you from the unceded territory of the Lekwungen-speaking peoples, otherwise known as beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. Last episode, I had the privilege of interviewing accomplished actor, writer, director, and producer, Filipina-Canadian Anna Dallara. As a multiple award winner, Anna had more to share with our push-in team than could fit in a single episode. So in this second part of our interview, she describes her work with Safer Creative Spaces, Women in the Director's Chair's groundbreaking new project to create caring and inclusive on-set environments.
Scene one.
So Anna, Best Friend Me is dealing with suicide, right? Pretty heavy-duty subject that could be really triggering. And how do you handle something like that on set?
It's really difficult. One of my earlier films, Near Silence, dealt with suicide and euthanasia. And I tell you that the characters were so real. The actress is just did such a phenomenal job that when we came to film the scene, when those characters end their lives, there was just this profound silence, and then people burst into tears, and we had to take a break because it was just so triggering. So fast forward now, we're working on Best Friend Me. So one of the things that I brought up with Women in the Director's Chair was about the challenges with working with triggering content, and also just working in ultra-low budget productions where, you know, you're not getting any sleep. Like literally, I would be the first person on set, last one out when I produced those features because I was wearing so many hats, wasn't healthy. So we talked about creating mental health toolkits and protocols specifically for working in the ultra-low budget realm. So we researched, you know, what was accessible in terms of resources in Canada, and there really wasn't for indie filmmakers. We also researched on what the data is on mental health and people who work in screen-based media. There wasn't anything in Canada at that time. Hmm. But we found data in the UK or Australia where it just showed significantly how much more likely a person who worked in the industry or in the arts to contemplate ending their life by suicide. So Women in Director's Chair successfully got funding from Canada Council, and our project is called Safer Creative Spaces, and it's mental health tools and protocols for media-based projects. We took workshops on mental health as well as in-service workshops, did a lot of research, and then we tested these tools and protocols with Best Friend Me. So before we filmed, we invited our cast and crew to participate in an hour-long workshop, and then we gave surveys before the workshop, before we filmed, and after we filmed to get feedback on what worked and what didn't work. And now we are, after doing the beta test with Best Friend Me, we've improved these tools and protocols. Now we are testing them on Women in Director's Chair alumni. So we're in the middle of doing that right now. And our hope is to get more funding to be able to offer this on a more national scale, because it's been really helpful. The feedback that we got was they just really felt the creative space was very caring, especially with Best Friend Me, which had really diverse crew. You know, the main character is queer, non-binary. So a lot of the characters were also queer, non-binary. We had trans crew member. We had one deaf actor that we wrote a role for. You know, we had really diverse nationalities as well, people that racialized as well in the cast and the crew. So the feedback was great. The project is called Safer Creative Spaces. But really what we discovered is you can't really guarantee safety, but you can guarantee creating a caring space. One of the tools is called your access needs. So essentially access needs are, what do you need to be able to do the best job? What are the barriers that are preventing you from doing that? There are access needs that we're very familiar with. You know, if you need wheelchair accessibility, for example, or if you need interpretation, handicap parking, but there's also some that we don't consider. So if you, for example, one of your access needs might be when I'm triggered, either, you know, we're filming something that's very triggering. And that happened a lot, especially with the actors, because it did deal with mental health. Some of the lines that some of the characters were saying were lines that a lot of people could relate to, because we had this negative voice that was constantly one of the main characters, right? So it's like, you're an idiot, you know, all these things that you hear all the time. you're hearing that over and over again. So it was triggering for some of the actors, but you know, but if your access needs is that when that happens, you're just going to need like 10 minutes to go for a walk or just do some self-care. So being aware of that. And then also somebody leading a project, knowing what kind of people that you need to surround yourself with. You know, you work with people you've never worked before, and it's not saying that that person's not a good person or they're incompetent, but it's just more like sometimes you might have some access needs, right? Like, so for me, for example, I know like the best experience I've had for me as a director is just, I just want to focus on the story. And then I need somebody behind me making sure everybody else is happy. And I never knew a single problem that was happening behind me at all. And I loved it, right? And sometimes when you're working on these projects, though, you kind of feel like I'm just going to get who I get because we can't pay anybody, right? But if I know for myself that this is what I need this particular quality in a person to work with, right? Then that could be like a starting point in terms of who you are hiring to work very close to you. But it's really more like recognizing like, okay, I'm feeling hot. I'm getting, you know, I'm starting to lose my temper, that kind of thing. And then I just know, okay, I need to take a moment and just take some deep breaths kind of thing, right? But also those situations that created that though could have been prevented had I known what I needed to best do my job. So what we did with our show is that we actually had an access needs survey where when you got hired, you got to communicate what your access needs were. And they varied, right? I mean, it could be a physical thing where somebody said to us, I get migraines from, you know, a particular type of lighting, right? And so I need to know beforehand what the lighting is going to be in the location. So could your location manager please let me know, right? And then that way we could say, okay, so this has the lighting that's going to give you migraines. But as an alternative, we have created a space outside that you can be in. And then for some people, it could even just be like, I'm neurodivergent and I need to be reminded. Like, so if we have a meeting, you need to also send me like an email. Like the pronoun thing, for example, right? We had a lot of the cast and a lot of the crew members, that was their access needs is to be called by their proper pronouns. And so we made sure that was on the call sheet, right? So people knew what people's pronouns were. Then you got to say, how am I going to deal with this? Am I going to deal with it on my own? Or am I going to, who am I going to ask for help, right? Would it be the person that's the head of my department? So for example, if I recognize, you know, this scene is really upsetting to me, it's reminding me of all the negative things that people have said to me in my childhood, right? And now I just feel like I want to cry, right? So then you might just say, I'm going to take care of this on my own and just do some breathing exercises, right? Or just maybe do some self-talk to get you out of that. Or you might go to somebody that you work with in the department and say, hey, I'm getting really triggered by this. I just need a moment. And normally, sometimes, you know, like you don't want to say what your access needs are because there's a sort of a fear because there's so much stigma around mental health that you are not hireable or you're going to be a pain in the butt on set, right?
Right.
But we made it clear that you are welcome to tell us what your needs are because we want you to do the best job that you can, right? And also we're trying to change the culture in the film industry to make it inclusive. We wanted people to feel that, you know, we're going to do our best to accommodate what your needs are. Obviously, everybody knows this is a really ultra low budget production, but we can certainly try to come up with some creative solutions.
Did you notice that it made a difference for you? Do you think that it'll carry over in future projects?
Yeah, no, it made a huge difference for me. And one thing that I learned too, it's not about having it perfect because it's not, right? It can't be perfect. But it's just more like doing better. So I think with this production, did better than I've done in other productions in terms of being able to recognize when my own mental health is being affected by either the topic or just the working conditions, and also recognizing in other people and knowing how to offer support for the people around me as well.
Tail Slate.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. That was fun.
And that's a wrap. You can find links to Anna and her films in the show notes. And you can help promote the talented filmmakers we feature by liking, subscribing, or 5-star rating us so others can find their interviews more easily. That's it for now. Join me, your host, Joyce Klein, for the next episode of Push In, the Cinevic Podcast.